While food insecurity has been on the rise in Newfoundland and Labrador due to the COVID-19 pandemic, NL Eats, who began their work in 2020, will celebrate their first anniversary on April 2nd. NL Eats has partnered with the St. John's Food Assessment for their conference titled Breaking Barriers to Food Insecurity in Newfoundland and Labrador, beginning on March 15th. Mahmoudul Islam Shirov, the co-founder and public relations officer for NL Eats, says he hopes the conference will bring youth into the discussion on food insecurity.
The thought process behind the conference really goes into our core values as an organization, which are community, culture, and cuisine. It's really a blending factor of bringing youth into the discussion. So for them to have open discourse about a vital topic, especially with COVID-19 fluctuating still as well. So to be able to connect youth to a platform where they can voice their opinion, learn more, as well as generate solutions is something that this conference aims to do.
Kicking off the speakers for the conference is Josh Smee, the CEO of Food First NL, who will be joining the conference Monday, March 15th.
One thing I'm really excited about is things like NL Eats bring more voices into that conversation, and that conversation needs more advocacy. And so the other piece is, I think, just I will always want to encourage people to look critically at the system around you, even the systems that are set up to help people, and think, are there ways to do this work better? Because as long as we do need these kind of services, how can we make sure that the experience of accessing them is as healthy as possible?
Leah White will also be joining the conference on Tuesday, March 16th to discuss the work of Second Harvest, including the organization's app.
So I'm going to be doing a general overview of Second Harvest, what we're doing nationwide, and what I've been doing so far here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And I'm going to be touching a little bit on that. I'm going to go into a little bit of a deep dive on the actual app. I'm going to do a live demo. So it would be interesting, especially for students, to see how the app actually works. And then I'm just going to be talking a little bit about what I'm doing here locally.
Adi Berman, the Director of Marketing for NL Eats, says this is also a big week as the organization has gotten the keys for their new food bank location.
So recently we have partnered up with First Light, who were generous enough to let us use their location as a temporary food bank. And we are set up here at First Light Native Friendship Center. We are hoping to get started this week. Our first round of deliveries are scheduled for Wednesday.
Though NL Eats says the pandemic has come with challenges, they're thankful for the support from the community that have helped them to make it through a tough year.
The pandemic comes with its own set of challenges, and where we are mostly of international students, so we did have a lot of challenges along the way. But the community support and our supporters really helped us through those moments.
The NL Eats conference begins on Monday, March 15th, and will be aired live on the NL Eats Facebook page. For Kicker, I'm Bailey Howard.